The game faces are on. Focused players, ready to play. But this isn't game day for the Minnesota Vikings. Instead, it is a showdown in the gaming world.
Tonight we're hosting the Ultimate Gamer Showdown. We've got people playing Madden and different games throughout the store on the new PS4 and Xbox One. It's really a tournament to help celebrate the new consoles. The cool thing is it's happening at 7 other stores throughout the country.
This isn't just any gaming tournament. It provides sports fans an opportunity to put their Madden NFL 25 skills to the test and compete live in tournaments being held at Best Buy stores in 8 cities coast to coast.
This is a big night. We've got people doing the tournament. We've got people watching. People are coming just to see what's going on. This is something they're really excited about. A new console hasn't come out for 7 years. So people want to get their hands on the units. They want to see what they look like. They want to play them. And they get a chance to play against people for Madden.
The competitive spirit is at full force since entry into the finals is at stake. And the finals just so happen to be held at the famous AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where the final contestants will battle it out for the grand prize.
It's Madden. It's one of those video games that the competition level is so high. There's a lot of people are really sports fans, and football is the number one sport in the United States, so I think that this game really brings a lot of people out. People are willing to go long distances to get their football fix in. It's December, and we're getting towards the end of the season. It's a great time to be able to take that feeling every Sunday and just apply it to a video game and have a lot of fun.
While all the players competing on this night had a focused mindset to the task and goal at hand, they were happy to see a familiar face in attendance. Toby Gerhart checked out the matchups to see who is looking the best to advance to Dallas.
We've got some guys from Chicago. I've heard of guys from Detroit, Iowa, all over the Midwest Metro. These guys are coming in to participate in this thing.
Yeah, I do play a lot. You know, with our schedules, get home in the afternoon after practice, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and you got a couple hours to kill and sit down on my couch and get on my, I just got the new PS4, so get on the PS4.
Known for his endless determination and no fear on the football field, it was quite apparent early on that the Vikings running back didn't stand much of a chance in Madden with this crowd.
First question I came in, I was like, do I got to play one of those guys? Because if I got to play one of them, they're going to kick my butt at the game. But that's the great thing about sports. You know, it transcends, you know, all different mediums, all different people. You know, whether you're an athlete, a gamer, a casual fan, you know, sports brings people together. People love football in general, and you know, seeing the intensity and the passion they're out there playing the game with is pretty incredible.
Few games bring out more competition and competitiveness from gamers than Madden. And on this special night, the intensity was at an all-time high. The Ultimate Gamers Showdown brought together some of the Twin Cities' best players, all focused on winning the grand prize and advancing to the finals in Dallas.
I think that it doesn't get much better than this. We got a lot going on around here. The bright lights, the great atmosphere, it feels good in here. And then you get the great competition of these guys coming from all these different cities, and these are going to be the best of the best of the guys coming to participate in this. So it really brings the best out of you, and it really makes a great atmosphere to have a really good time. I definitely think it's the best time of the year.
It's fun, you know, we're playing NFL football game. You get to play with myself. You get to see the people competing and playing a game. You know, people and everybody in their own element and trying to, you know, do their thing in a different competition. You know, I'm used to playing on the field, but seeing them play virtually, some impressive people. So it's definitely fun and glad to be a part of it.